There are about 3 weeks left in the Vermont legislative session. Vermont Senate Pro Tem Democrat Progressive Tim Ash notes that one of the latest items has come up in the wake of a teenager's arrest for planning but not implementing a mass shooting at the Fairhaven Union High School. Ash says legislators are looking at whether they should revise criminal statutes to address when someone might attempt a felony.
The governor had suggested that we, within just a matter of a couple of days, rewrite the criminal statutes. And so the Senate Judiciary Committee and also the House Judiciary Committees are trying to figure out whether it would be appropriate to change the statutes, not for cases that already exist or looking backwards, but for future instances.
Is there concern that this could be a knee-jerk reaction to consider changing the language in the wake of the state Supreme Court's ruling regarding Mr. Sawyer?
Well, there's no question that we're having this discussion because of the Supreme Court decision, but the change that we would be entertaining would apply to all future cases brought against someone for attempting to commit a crime, and that's why we don't want to make a knee-jerk response in the worst sense of the word, meaning we rush to make the public feel like we've, in quotes, done something, but in doing so, fundamentally uproot in negative ways legal decisions dating back decades, if not a century.
Senator Ash, Governor Scott has vetoed the Toxics Bill. The House Speaker expressed her disappointment at that move, as have some senators. What do you think of the veto and the governor's message in part that the bill is duplicative and basically unnecessary?
Well, it is totally disappointing and unfortunate that the governor vetoed the bill. What's quite interesting is last year, the House and Senate had advanced the bill almost to the finish line, but not quite. And the governor responded by literally cutting and pasting out of the legislation that was in the works and putting it into an executive order. And now what the governor is doing is making all sorts of claims about, you know, the legislation being anti-business or bad for job growth or duplicative. The truth is the bill has one primary objective, which is making science-based decisions to keep people safe. And so it is, in total, a very disappointing action that the governor has made.
Tim Ash, have I been reading correctly that we may be heading towards another cliffhanger regarding education funding?
Well, it would be reasonable to think we are. The governor this year, in his budget, included an amount of funds from what we call our general fund that gets transferred to pay for schools that would require a tax rate increase. The governor has not yet put forward a proposal to uphold his own pledge to not raise property tax rates a single penny. And so when we've asked the administration for proposals, what they say is, we look forward to hearing your ideas about how to cut school money. And we say, well, but it's your campaign pledge and veto threat, not ours, so we want to see your proposal. So there's this bit of a stalemate when it comes to this issue. What we have said is our non-negotiable position is that we are not going to turn Vermont public schools into deep south public schools. And we're not going to make willy-nilly cuts, and we're not going to wreck our schools. If the governor can put forward a way to save money without really disadvantaging Vermont's K-12 public school system, then we're all ears. But so far, we haven't seen that proposal. So there's still time. I hope we'll see something soon.
What other pieces of legislation are you watching most closely?
Well, we're working on the budget literally as we speak, and that is the most important bill every year.
Vermont Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash says his primary objective is completing the state budget, which will in turn drive legislators' adjournment date. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.